A growing list of countries are restricting imports of poultry from all or part of the United States due to the discovery of avian flu infections in backyard flocks in Washington and Oregon last month, according to USDA veterinarian John Clifford.
Four countries to date have shut off the U.S. poultry to fresh and frozen, as well as day-old chicks and hatching eggs. So it really stops all movement of live poultry, as well as all other fresh and frozen products of poultry to countries that have shut us off.
The four countries that have banned all U.S. poultry are Sri Lanka, South Korea, Thailand, and China. But Clifford says there are many others that are only restricting poultry from areas in the United States where highly pathogenic avian influenza has been identified.
A lot of countries have taken appropriate action. Japan, for example. Mexico has been a good partner here and not taken any action against the U.S. on this. Canada has taken appropriate action. In fact, we have an agreement the way we treat each other with Canada. We have an agreement with Japan. We're trying to encourage other countries like South Korea to take a look at that plan and see if they would be willing to adopt a similar plan with the U.S. as well. Regionalization type plan. So that's what Japan has done. They've regionalized the U.S. And in fact, we'll also say the European community has regionalized the U.S. and that went into effect on January the 13th, where they've restricted the state of Washington and one county in the state of Oregon.
While U.S. poultry exports to China are relatively small compared to countries like Mexico and Canada, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman says China's ban on U.S. poultry and egg imports is a clear violation of international trade rules and is simply unwarranted.
We believe it's certainly inconsistent with international trade rules for a country to put in these wide bans based on, in this case, the incidence of bird flu in not even in a production area, you know, from wild birds. And that's overkill, and it's beyond the pale, and we think they should be held to task, and I'm hoping that our government can convince China that they have overreacted and for them to basically honor their international trade obligations.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.